012, Thursday night, Chavis Hobovus. Okay, page Kuf Pei Beis. Shaggy for the Maisa. There, okay, page Kuf Pei Beis. He was talking about Kairi. He was talking about answering the Yetzirah who's trying to entice you that you should enjoy the kavod that you get, and you should show people that you should show people should see you and hold of you, not because you need the people, about you don't need them, you have bitachon, but you get kavod, and not chas v'sham that you want kavod, but people will emulate you because they'll see you and they'll hold of you, and it's a kiddush Hashem and all those types of things. So he gives you all the answers to say to all the various times of the Yetzirah. And on page Kupay Beis, he tells the story of a melech that swore a Valkyrie, and the Valkyrie was really lighting beautifully. He had a pleasant voice, he knew all the trump, he got all the mapikes, he got everything right. So how do you like his laning? So the melech says, Omar, how in the world do you expect me to enjoy the kriya of a kriya smishena koryo? So, ela kadei limtzochein be'enai. With a snow's ball of fornai. He says it's, if you think about it, someone that's like groveling, sometimes we call it. Someone that's doing something, you say, how do you enjoy his laning? How do you enjoy his davening? And you're very aware that his intention and his davening and his laning is that is his own covenant. So that it's very degrading. You don't like it. That's what the melech saying. It doesn't have any shame in your eyes if you're aware that he's doing it for his own sake, and he's just waiting for that yashikayach. So a normal person, he doesn't enjoy it anymore. It loses its chayim. So the same thing as by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Oh, but so the Melech says, "Achayis Amalei Chayim." You know, when I would have enjoyed it, Ilu Neskavim Baratzon Hashem Yisalav Elabad. If he would have meant it to Shem Shemayim, and he would have done it with kavana, and he would have meant it to serve Hashem, to be pleasing to Hashem. Kavidas Hashem Migroncha. He would have meant it to inspire people, to have people understand the laning, listen to the laning, enjoy the laning. Then it would be most chayim. But if you mean to his own covenant, so I look at it like it's cheap, it's degrading, it's insulting. So the same is with every Rebbeinu Shalom. And then he says, "V'kachad davar." This is very important for Balei Tefila, especially Shabbos. But even every day, if his intention is to give knaches and to daven, to sing, and to even to daven with intensity, however he's davening, but if his intention is l'tzochein beini b'nei yodam, he's waiting for the etchkoyach when he walks away for the yomud. People who Rabbi Tfila or Bale Chazonos, you have Chazonos that give concerts. They give concerts. Yudim Achadoshim. So I guess they give concerts, but they could be singing Shirim from Hashem. They can give a concert anytime a person gives a concert. They give a concert. A singer give a concert, whether it's Kalbach, Mordechai Ben David, or Miami, anything. So, same thing. They could do it as an evening of inspiration, as an evening of even if their intention is to entertain people, maybe it's not such a bad intention. People want to relax. So they want to, that people should relax with sukkim. People should relax. Maybe they'll think about what the psukim mean. But if they just do it for their own kavod, then it's not mosechein to any people. That's how people naturally react to people who are doing things from Lashem Kavod. So he says it's a Balei Kairi, it's Shliach Tzibur, it's someone that gives a concert. And the truth is, it's a rabbi that gives a speech also. Same thing. The Rav stands up there and gives a drasha. So, you know, it's the same nisayon, same problem. On one hand, he can accomplish things with his drasha. On the other hand, he wants to give a good drasha. He didn't say Yashikayach, he didn't say that was a good drasha. So it's the same nisayon. Same thing. So, and if people get with that he's doing it in order to get that yashikayach, so then it's very not enjoyable. And loyisul matarosul bekach b'nei yodom, loy l'shem Hashem, harei he built in his kabelas l'fnei Hashem. That's his moshul and his story. If this apocryphal melech hated the chazan, hated the malkarei, because he detected that the Valkyrie was doing it in order to be Moshe Chen Be'enov. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts also. It's echolic. It's disgusting. One could say it's Mo'us Be'en Hashem. If you're davening to him and you're singing to him and your intention is yourself, your intention is to get the covet. So that's what you should answer the Yetzirah. You should answer the Yetzirah is that I won't, what is it? You're telling me I'll get covered. That's what he was making the following point. That you're telling me I'll get covered. I won't even get covered. I'll get bezeinus. So I won't have not only mazen, I won't have not only my book. I'll lose everything. I'll be kareach mikan, be kareach mikan. He's giving you psychological pointers to counter the Yetzirah's enticements. So that's this point. Point being that the person that does things for kavod inevitably ends up, he has the opposite effect. He gets bezeinus from him. So you have to tell that to Yitzhar. He says, you know, I like kavod as much as the next fellow, but this ain't the way I'm going to get it. You got to think of something else for the Yitzhar. It's not going to work if I sing and I speak and I blame and I do things in order that people hold of me, even if it's not as a stepping stone to a career, it's not as a stepping stone to gain anything tangible, but just that people should look up to me and people should give me that cover. So it's not going to work. That's what you should tell them. It's not practical. Not a practical idea. We got to figure out something else. The Toma Lo'ot. We're in the middle of the page on Kuf Pei Beis. You can tell the Yetzirah now another point. This corresponds to the point of the Yetzirah. He was telling you that if people are aware and give you kavod, then they want to emulate you. And you can be an inspiring example to everybody. And you'll get even more schar in olam haba. Because people will learn from you. And it sounds like the most, it sounds like something that the Chacham Lavovitz would suggest doing. That do something and people will learn from you and you'll be an example. And therefore you should make sure people know about it. This is what he's saying to you, the Yetzirah. You make sure people know about it because they will emulate you and then you'll get more schar because they'll be copying you. And so tell him. So he's addressing that point now. Just like the Yetzirah made many points in his trying to be mafat to you, so he gives you the ammunition for each point. So regarding the point, this last point, so tell him as follows. Shema kasher yuzav li kovet golem al maasai lo yisharli meumo menaschar loyim abo. We have a rule. It's in the Gemara Tainus, the stories of Amiroim, and it's a general rule that you know the people that have it good in oylem hazeh, they have to be scared that they're the concept that everybody has chaton. And they, if you consider yourself lucky, if you're punished for it in Olam Hazeh, consider yourself lucky because it's transient and it's limited, and it's much less of a punishment than it that would be reflected in Olam Haba, and vice versa. Schar, That's the famous Amora that was poor, clean and Mendoza, and he prayed for some money, and then he had a dream that his Shulchan and Olam Abba was missing a golden leg, and he realized that that was the golden leg that Benes appeared Lamato in order to get him out of his poverty. And the Gemara has a bunch of those stories of Tainus, around Daf Chafei. So if you get Schar and Olam Hazeh, you have to worry that it's being deducted from your Schar and Olam Hazeh, and it's certainly not worth it, because here it's limited, it's transient, so what is it already? There's an enemy to the Shechina, but it could be deducted. That's the way Hashem works the system. So that's why it's not, if you have it too good in Olam Hazeh, it should be worrisome to you. It should be worrisome that that maybe you're from those that are very discarded on the Mazeh. And that's what you should tell the Yetzirah, that you want me, what's your game plan? That I should show people what I'm doing, and I'll benefit from it, because I'll get schar, because they'll emulate me, and they'll learn how to be good. But you know what's going to happen? In the middle, I'm going to get a swelled head, I'm going to get kavod, and I'll enjoy it, and that'll take away from my schar and olam haba. That gufa, so that won't work. It's telling b'shem kasher yusak li kavod b'olam al ma'asai lo yishor li mu'uma min asochar li olam haba kimich kavar kivaltem olam hazeh. That's the psychological answer to that psychological point. He's trying to make it you. He's trying to make a proof point to make you feel like the attainment of kavod is almost avodah hashem. The way he gets described, the way he manages to describe it. So you have to turn back, say, lo kedai. Won't work, because from the kavod I get, Nolam Mazeh, might very well be Megareya, that very schar that you're talking about, Nolam Abba. Kimrich Kavar Kibalta, Nolam Mazeh. The Omru Alachar HaTzadikim, another apocryphal story, very nice story. Shenichos Lashuk, Liknos Tzarcho, he went to the store to buy something. Nichos Lachar HaSokrim, the chavitz liknos, and he met him, wanted to buy something. So his friend who was standing there told the storekeeper, give him a good price. You're dealing with the chashuv rov. Maybe put him to the front of the line. Give him a good price. This is like kavod ha'Torah. Vater lo, malei ratzono. Maybe told him to give him a better model. Make sure you to get him what he wants, with each who to do a chosid. Omaloy Ishat Sadik, so upon hearing that, the Ish Sadik immediately says, Ainli Tzorach Bavitu Recha, don't do me any favors. And he bossy litnos bimchab mamoni below the dossi. Funny line. He says, I came to buy, to spend my money here. I came to buy with money, not with my religion. Don't do me any favors. The Seir of Likros Mimenu Mu'uma, and once the tzaddik heard that he's going to be treated differently. Now you have to realize Al Pidin, he could even be talking about something that Al Pidin is coming to him. There are certain lists of things in the Gemara and Baba Basra that Talmud Chacham indeed has certain benefits. It shows indeed. Kavanah Torah does tell us to act like that. But here he's looking at it from the perspective of the Makabel. And he's telling the story how the Makabel rejected it because of this fear. In the context of the Chavit HaLvavos, he rejected it because of the fear that it would be Mekapeach Yischar in Olam Haba. The Seir of Litmos Mimenu Mumu, so he walked out of the store, but Kona Mizuloso went next door when he was incognito. They didn't treat him differently. Shane Yodeo. What? Why? Let's say I'm about to buy from someone, and then I realize that if I buy from him, I'm going to lose $10. So here he's afraid he would lose all the money.
Lose $10, I have no function about keeping $10 in some of this expensive world kind of business. It's not money. But it's someone else's expensive.
Not being exotic, it was a loss. Look at it as the loss.
Why?
The good has a loss. He's going to lose some Olam Haba. Why isn't it a good comparison? If you suddenly realize you're going to lose $10 by buying from
him,
that's what he was afraid of. That by accepting the honor, by accepting a special honor of the honor, he would be mekapech his charan olam haba. That's what the Chazal Kabbalists is saying then. That a person always has to be afraid that if he gets extra something special, things are going unusually well. If he gets something special, maybe he's being mekabel his char in olam hazeh, like the Nina Mendoza story, like the Rashi and Chumash. He has to be afraid of that. So if he walked into a store and he said, you know, treat him better than you would treat an average customer because he's a choshuva person. See, the tzaddik rejects that. He doesn't want to be treated than everybody else. That much better than everyone else might come off his ledger. You know my book. I just had this week such a story, not because I'm choshuva, but because I helped someone here. So I went into his store and I bought something. And he says, "Oh, you helped me so much," and he gave me. So I didn't want it. I gave it back to him. I took it already because, you know, it felt so good that he gave it to me. He felt he was, but it wasn't this case. It was a case where he threw it in the toilet. I did do it. I did. So he felt this was in due to like show his appreciation for the toilet. That's the other thing. Mr. Malia always warns against that. You should accept people's expression of appreciation for a toivah you did that. Because otherwise, the dynamic might be that you want them to feel meshuvah to you. And that's not a good dynamic either. But then he gave me extra stuff. I don't know if he was allowed to. He went to the storekeeper. Right. The storekeeper usually allows that leeway to the... So even though I get such shilas, not uncommonly, you know, he has change, and then the person behind the counter says, "Keep the change already." Or they say, "Take it already." Like they usually the owner of the store allows the clerk by the checkout counter that leeway to on small things to make life easier for the customer, to make goodwill. Okay. So that's that point. Now he goes on to a different point. And that you have psukim to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very pleased when people have honor, when good people have honor, which is a pasuk that Hashem was pleased, Hashem wants it. How can it be a bad thing? Hashem doesn't want a bad thing for the people who are over there, Hashem. So you have to answer him as follows. You have to realize something. And what Hashem does is Hashem's business, and it is your business. Harei b'chol yesod tikvos b'nei adam ba'olam. Let's say Hashem says, you give tzedakah, you're going to get rich. Or kavod, and the omer, kavod, it says by Torah. Orech yomim b'mina b'smola osha b'kavod. Schar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one thing. No one ever said kavod is a bad thing, even though really the Chazal Kabbalists did just say that. In a certain sense, it might be a bad thing. It might be taken away from your Olam Haba. It might be, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. That's like a logical trick. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to bestow osher v'chavod on someone doing the right thing, so you can be sure it's not an onesh because he's going to lose his olam haba. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. So when the Yetzirah tells you that it's a good thing to have kavod, it's to say it's a good thing, meaning Hashem, it's true, Hashem wants to bestow upon his chassidim, people who serve him, kavod and osher and orech yomim. Ushnos Chayim says wonderful things in Pesukim if you serve Hashem. But that's Hashem's Cheshvan, what He wants to give, but that can't be my purpose. That can't be my goal. That's what you have to answer the Yetzirah. that there's a difference between Hashem giving it and that being the purpose. There is schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam Haba, for that matter, ideally is not supposed to be our purpose in serving Hashem. Koshkei, things in Olam Hazeh, it's not a purpose. So that's what you tell the Yitzhara. Ka'omra v'gam Hashem o'sha'alt on the gam osher v'gam kabot. Hashem decides to give kabot osher. Ka'omra orachim v'mina v'smoil osher v'chabot. Aval ha'chasidim e'mat ha'rosel v'ma'aseyem l'shum dover mehem. But that's not the purpose of your actions. That doesn't translate into meaning that it should be your goal. Just because it's a good thing and it's a good thing to have and it's a... So therefore that should be the goal of what you're doing, that it doesn't follow. Hashem wants to give it to you as schar. Fine. But that can't be your purpose in doing it. Hashem Yisroel mem v'yusadar ma'anik mehem l'misha yirtza. Now the Chacham Golovin says a very strange thing. I'm not quite sure. I didn't see it any mefarshim, and I'm not quite sure why he does that. His kav is that Hashem grants you things, aschar, or yom b'mina b'smad Hashem b'chavo. So Hashem gives it, but that's not a reason why that should be a purpose of your actions. But then he makes the following statement: Hashem gives it. Hashem ma'anik mehem l'misha yirtza, to whomever he wants. Me'anche mishmato, v'shalom me'anche mishmato. Sometimes Hashem wants a Baal Aveira to have kavod. We don't know what Hashem's chishbonos are. Ma min kofer, kefi shemechayev es chochmoso. Kmo she'omar, and we say this in davening every day, and we're going to the Rebbe Habov, it's an amazing interpretation. V'ha'osher v'ha'kavod milufonecha. I'm not sure what the deity is. I saw things in the storm. I was not satisfied with what they say, so I'm not going to say it over. Somehow, the Chavilavada sees in that pasuk, the Osher HaKavod Milafonecha, that Hashem decides who to give Osher and Kavod to, even to someone who we would say it doesn't really deserve it. But Hashem has his point in the grand scheme of the universe, why he gives different things to different people. So you'll have a Russian bomber who's rich, you'll have a disgusting, obnoxious person who gets Kavod. So we don't know. So that's Hashem's cheshbon. So I don't know clear shat b'chayvus halvav. B'chayra would have been enough just for him to say the way I explained it up till now, that Hashem bestows aschar, osher, kavod, or chiyomim, but you tell the Yetzirah that's not a reason why I should do things. He adds this knach. He does say that b'chayvus halvav. Then, like the last two lines, he adds this knach. He says, "Aval chasidim, but chasidim, that should not be the purpose of their actions. Hashem gives it, and he gives it to whoever he wants. Sometimes he gives it to an undeserving person. We don't know. Kifisha mechayev es chachmasa, the way whatever Hashem's, Hashem has this." Master computer that takes everything that ever was, is, and will be, and the entire universe into account. So, this Chachma decided this person should be rich, this person should have a kavod. Moshe Amar Hashem coming out. I don't know, I mean, it's just to prove that point, that's all I can think. In other words, if the mind says, you want to prove a point, you want to make the chilik that much clearer. That's how I understand it. That's how I understand it. You want to make a chilik that Hashem gives it because He gives it. But that doesn't mean that should be the purpose. Well, what's the logical thing the Eitzahar is trying to talk you into? That if Hashem gives it to you, it's a good thing. How can you reject a good thing? So help it along. Do things in a way that you'll get kavod from it. Because kavod is a good thing. Like you say, money is a good thing. It's a good thing. If Hashem gives you money, if you do mitzvah, so it must be a good thing. So let me help him along. So you tell him, no, there's no. Hashem gives it because it's schar, it's pleasant, it's good. But that shouldn't become the purpose of my actions. So to prove that chilek maybe is why he takes it to an extreme. And he says sometimes Hashem gives it, we don't even understand why he's giving it. The person's not deserving. So that's Hashem's judgment. So that certainly should be. I guess he's saying, I think it's a bad thing. I don't know. Sometimes Hashem gives it. It's just something Hashem grants. It doesn't show, it doesn't reflect that it's an objective good thing that you should strive for. That's the point of the Kedah Talmud. Just because Hashem grants it to people does not mean it's objectively good in the sense that it should become a matara of mine. Your mataras have to be very objectively, purely good. Not, it's not a cheshbon that because Hashem wants you to have something, it means it's good, and that and you should therefore strive for it. So I guess this brings out that chilek much more starkly. If you say Hashem will give Osher v'Kavod to an undeserved person in a matter of exeris hakazav that we can't figure out why this happened, so that just brings out the point that much better. That it's not a good thing that you should pursue. Here it's happening and we can't figure out why it's happening. Okay. Let's continue. Last line on Kuf Pei Beis. Now another point. He says, and then you should tell the Yetzer Hara, what's all this talk about my having covet? How much covet am I going to have already? You have a whole world out there. So how many people are going to give me covet? That's how many people in the world. 6 billion? Who are we all? 3 billion. 3 billion people in the world. So 20 people are going to give me covet. What? And for how long are they going to give me covet? And the world is how many millions of miles, whatever, what's the circumference of the world, and I'm going to, that's what you should tell the Yitzhak. You should make realize what minuscule, you know, a person gets in the 15 minutes of fame, right? Everybody gets, in the future, everyone will have 15 minutes of fame. So what's 15 minutes, and how many people are going to give you the covet? And what geographical area will they have heard of you? So when you're in it, you think like the whole world is applauding you, and you walk out, then, you know, you can't believe that guy didn't hear about it. That's the social oh, the ma'erech ha'olam. What does it mean to have covered already? What is it even? It's a joke. A few years zichri malolo. Even if I'll be world famous. So for how long will I be world famous? Yeah. Tomorrow's paper is going to wrap Fishel. Umashir spidos merchavos. So for 2 days we'll be famous. Umashir midos merchavos. Well, what's the shear of this? Tafilius parsim vayshmi. How many people? How many people are going to hear of you? Koshken chainzich yoyim v'avilu chel katan v'chelke hayishuv. How famous am I going to be already? How much cover am I going to have? By how many people in one geographical area? For how long? It's really a joke if you take a step back and think about it. Right? The person, he gets covered from the place. Think that of Osher Godel that does. Gives money and he does have a shame cover. And he's all pleased with himself. So, what is it about? 1,000 people. 1,500 people. And for how long? For one night. So, it's a joke. That's what you have to remind the Torah that we're talking about, not something substantial at all. Although, Yasmin, it won't last, Kim's van Moor. Believe me, tomorrow nobody remembers you. Nobody remembers tomorrow what you did today. They don't applaud you tomorrow. They applaud you at least. You said it good. Well, what's my Marshall? 15 minutes of fame. That's what you get. His point was that everybody's going to be famous in 15 minutes. But it describes it pretty much. 15 minutes. Because of B'nai Yish. What is it already? Omar takes a ruchi yoshev liadmosel. How long will it last already? Omar achacham ein zichron l'rishonim v'gam l'achronim sheiyu lo yil lahem zikaru. So even if something famous and well known, it's not going to last. Therefore, atfratas atzmi bo, that I should bother with the attaining of kavod, v'asiyoso matarasi, and that should be my goal. The gras perura is very, very silly. A very cheap, low thing to do. V'chet usuav mitzidi. It's not logical, it's silly, it's... doesn't make any sense to put time, effort, and koyach into doing things in such a way that you'll have covered from. Who will you have? And all the things. Who will you have covered from already? And for how long? And what's the scope of that cover? Think of the whole universe, think of the whole world. Think of the whole Ramat Beit Shemesh. And what are you having already? Okay, we'll stop here.